You're listening to SBS News.
The United Nations and World Health officials say recent conflict in Afghanistan will lead to an increase in coronavirus cases in the nation. The World Health Organization says it only has enough health protection supplies in Afghanistan to last for a week after deliveries of medical equipment from abroad were blocked by restrictions at Kabul Airport. The United Nations agency was also concerned the current upheaval could cause an increase in COVID-19 infections, with testing dropping by 77% in the past week and vaccinations also down. Dr. Ahmed Al-Mandari, the World Health Organization's regional director for the Eastern Mediterranean, says 95% of health facilities remain operational but are at risk of closure.
The second priority was to stay and deliver by continuing our life-saving work for the millions of Afghans left behind. This means prioritizing the delivery of life-saving health supplies that health facilities need to stay operational. We rapidly distributed life-saving supplies to health facilities and partners in Kabul, Kandahar, and Kunz. But WHO now only has enough supplies in country to last for 1 week.
Dr. Luo Depeng is the WHO representative in Afghanistan, and he says some staff members are afraid to leave their homes amid the turmoil, violence and displacement.
Some female health workers are not returned to the post, and some has resigned from their position due to ongoing insecurity situation. Both male and female patients are seeking health services, although some female patients are also fearful leaving their home. There is decline of testing due to insecurity. The testing rate last week declined 77% in both public and private laboratory compared to the week before. As a result, we know there are underreporting of COVID-19 cases.
The WHO's Eastern Mediterranean Regional Emergency Director, Richard Brennan, says they are navigating ways to deliver 500 metric tons of urgently needed medical supplies.
Unfortunately, commercial flights are not allowed into the country right now. So we've been exploring different options for bringing the supplies in. We're in negotiations with the governments of three or four countries. I think we will be able to secure flights to bring the supplies in. And I don't want to overstate the situation. Clearly, we've had a major scaling back. We're stabilizing right now, and we remain cautiously optimistic.
New daily coronavirus infections in Israel are approaching record levels, despite the country's largely successful vaccination campaign and the recent rollout of the world's first booster shot. The government recorded 9,831 new cases, the highest single-day figure since the 18th of January. Late last month, Israel began offering booster jabs. Beginning with its older citizens, that effort has now expanded from today to include anyone over the age of 30 and select others. Receiving their third jabs this morning, here's reaction from Ayala Tauzer, followed by Adi Shapira.
Getting the third vaccination and being able to maybe get the pandemic under control and maybe be able to travel the world again and get back to normal, really, that's the main goal for everyone, I think. So it's really exciting to be able to do that.
We have the experience from the past. We were the very first to have the vaccine, so naturally we are the first to have the third. And I think it is very important to get the vaccines, save the older people in the country.
To the United States, and top infectious diseases expert Dr. Anthony Fauci says he's hoping for an increase in the administration of COVID-19 vaccinations following yesterday's full approval of the Pfizer vaccine. Dr. Fauci is urging hospitals and doctors to make greater use of antibody treatments for people infected with COVID-19 as hospitalizations and deaths rise due to the spread of the Delta variant. He also says the country can get COVID-19 under control by early next year if vaccination rates increase.
Bottom line is, this is a very effective intervention for COVID-19. It is underutilized, and we recommend strongly that we utilize this to its fullest. I would like to appeal to this country, to the people in the country who are not vaccinated, to realize that we have the capability among ourselves to essentially cut down the time frame to getting the end of this pandemic very, very clearly by just listening to everything you've heard on this press conference. Get vaccinated and the time frame will be truncated dramatically.
Dr. Rochelle Walensky, the director of the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, says hospitalizations and deaths are rising in Florida, Mississippi, Louisiana, Texas, and other parts of the South.
Last Friday, CDC reported 157,000 new cases of COVID-19. Our seven-day average is about 137,000 cases per day. This represents an increase of nearly 12% from the prior seven-day average. The seven-day average of hospital admissions is about 11,000 per day, similar to the previous seven-day period. And seven-day average of daily deaths have also increased to 739 per day, an increase of 23% from the previous seven-day period.
Greece's health minister has announced plans to impose new testing requirements and attendance restrictions on people who are not vaccinated against COVID-19. The measures include requiring weekly or twice-weekly testing for unvaccinated workers and allowing access to certain indoor venues only to those who are vaccinated or have a certificate verifying that they have recovered from COVID in the last 6 months. And in the United Kingdom, the government is launching a nationwide finger prick antibody test for people who've tested positive for COVID-19. Dr. Simon Clark, a professor in cellular microbiology at the University of Reading, believes it is a sensible move.
This program should give us a better idea of the characteristics in some of somebody's immune system when they pick up COVID. How many antibodies, what type of antibodies, and in what ratios do people have if they're still susceptible but have had exposure either by a vaccine or previous infection. So it's really gained at giving us a much better understanding of the immune system and how it responds to the COVID-19 virus.
Scotland has announced it will hold a public inquiry into the handling of the coronavirus pandemic by authorities. And Iran has registered its highest single-day COVID-19 death toll of the pandemic, recording 709 deaths in the last 24 hours. For health and support measures currently in place in response to the COVID-19 pandemic in your language, visit sbs.com.au/coronavirus. Marcus Megalo-Economos, SBS News.